Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Yes, it is. And this morning in the studio, we've got Reagan Duff, who is a doctoral candidate in the Department of Information Systems and Operations Management at the University of Auckland Business School. Kia ora, Reagan. How are you?
Kia ora. How are you?
Good. It's lovely to have you up here this morning. Your PhD sounds really interesting. You're looking at how individuals and groups, such as communities, self-organise during a crisis event. That feels very relevant to the world we're living in at the moment.
Yeah. Well, thank you for inviting me on to talk today. I appreciate it. So I've always been a community, a volunteer person. I used to do community watch and drive around the neighbourhoods in Christchurch, and decided when I wanted to do my PhD that that was the space that I wanted to be in.
Cool, yeah.
But I had no real context, but I was most interested in how people self-organise when there's some kind of disturbance.
Or a crisis of some variety. So this is pre-pandemic you started this research?
That's correct. And even pre-enrolling in my PhD, I kind of read quite widely, not necessarily academic texts, but just in this space. And of course, once COVID came along, I felt like here I am studying community resilience. And I'd step back on some of my voluntary stuff that I'd done in the past, and I thought now's the time to step it back up.
So what kind of things are you looking at? And I'm interested when you say you're not necessarily always looking at academic resources. You must be looking at, I mean, community resources as well. How do people respond in a very broad stroke picture? How do people respond when a crisis happens in the community?
Well, and this is what's been fascinating with in the COVID context, as an ongoing crisis that goes through ebbs and flows. It's really quite, I wouldn't say unique, but stuff that we know from how we respond to a crisis like a tsunami or an earthquake actually is scaled out over time.
Totally.
And I find that some of the behavior, and what I'm most interested in actually, is how it's quite fractal-like. And fractal's one of those words that many people kind of heard or not sure what it means, but please Google Mandelbrot fractal. It's essentially, when you have something small at one level and then it's self-similar at higher levels of abstraction. So from, say, an individual to a family to a neighbourhood to maybe an online community, organisation, supply chain, nation.
The ripples get bigger and bigger.
Yeah, and so my research and some of the theorising that I've done has been around how heuristics, such as how people respond at one level, if you can scale that in some way, it might not be identical, but statistically, the behaviour is very similar. That is worth putting forward your attention, resources, and agency towards. We can't wait like 6 months for our government or Minister of Health to tell us to wear masks, which is what it took during the rollout of COVID, as we waited for science to come in. But people can get a feel of what's pro-social and what is a symbol of goodwill to the greater collective,
And that was quite interesting. The government's definitely jumped on that messaging as well, of like wearing your mask as being part of your community. It's showing people in your community that you care. But you're obviously looking at it from how the community has implemented that stuff itself.
Yeah, so I'm looking, and what I use an action research methodology. So what I notice where people are doing good things, things that are pro-social, and connect with them, and then connect them to other people that are doing good things. And sometimes these things collide and they work together. Other times, you know, life is busy and people have other commitments. And what I've found is really fascinating, and I'm sure that your listeners can appreciate this idea, but like during, say, level three, or obviously the original level four, phone calls or emails that I made were able to get more traction, because especially to people who were interested in working in that space. I mean, there's some estimates that the lockdowns cost between $50 and $100 million a day. Well, if you could sort of channel that to, I don't know, say Pacific Empowerment or or so many causes, in schools. Like, and so if people can connect in times like level three around the bigger picture,
totally.
This is costing us this, what can we do right now? And it might just be a small thing, like make a phone call or connect some people who are doing something similar, and that fractal phenomenon starts to move into the next level and it gains momentum.
That's so interesting, and I think that is something that people have started to observe, is if we can take these actions that are necessary in times of crisis, for example, getting all of our homeless community into safe housing across the harsh lockdowns, why can't we be doing that on every day when those crises still exist, but they're just less obvious to people going about their lives? So is this kind of maybe an aim for your research, is looking at how we take that crisis moment and apply it to every day a little bit?
Somewhat, but I mean, I think that there's going to be more crisis, whether it's pandemics, but socio-ecological collapses, related to climate change and so forth. And there are going to be new normals that we have to adjust, and centralized command, in want of a better word, can't always keep up with what's happening on the ground. And so being able to follow your heart almost, right? Like, I don't know what to do, but I know that this seems to be working really well for me and my family. If I was to scale this to me and my apartment building, would that be pro-social? Would that, yes, okay, maybe it's worth scaling that. So it's developing those heuristics. And one of our projects that we did was sending masks up to Niue and Tokelau. Me and my group at Caring for Whānau, our voluntary group, decided that the Pacific Realm was feeling a little bit out on their own, you know, and so this project was not only able to put masks in everybody's home in Niue and Tokelau, but create a kind of goodwill sentiment around public health, around we're all in this together, we're on the same vodka, and that we're moving forward, as one group. And from that, I'd like to say actually a big thank you to Dr. Colin Tukutonga, who is Niue and is the used to be the WHO Pacific Health Director. He helped out with this project, and now I'm able to work with him and some of his network to actually think about how we can use the public health messaging and sentiment in Niue and how that can be expanded within the Pacific communities in South Auckland and in the greater Pacific itself. So
that sounds amazing. It sounds really interesting research and extremely topical at the moment. So thank you very much for coming and speaking to us this morning,
Thank
Reagan.
You. I've enjoyed being able to share.
It's a wonderful PhD that you're working on. Good luck with the rest of it.
Thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
Thank you.